This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, good to have you along on this podcast, and we love to keep a spotlight on the music scene, whether it's here in Dubai or internationally. And a band who are really making waves in the UK at the moment are Everything Everything. We caught up with their drummer Mike Spearman, who told us all about the band and about the brand new album that's just been released. And he's also got quite a connection with Dubai Eye 103.8. Do enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show weeknights 8 through 10 here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Welcome back into the show, and something we love to do is talk music, of course. And this next band that we're going to be talking about, Everything Everything, literally, they're tearing up the rule book in the UK at the moment, doing wonderful things with their album that's just been released, their single, which we're going to hear very shortly, and they come from my home city of Manchester. So I'm absolutely stoked to be chatting with Mike Spearman, who is the drummer of the band Everything Everything. Mike, I believe you're currently on tour. Just tell me where you are at the moment.
Well, I've just got back, which is why I sound a bit run down, because it was quite an intense 2-week kind of run around the UK, playing in record stores and what they call outstores now, which is like playing in the record store, but they get a venue and you play in the venue instead, and it means you can sort of sell more records and all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah,
we've been playing the game.
Sounds exciting. Now, we'll get this out of the way right now. Of course, you've got quite a connection with this radio station, Dubai Eye 103.8. Maybe you can spill the beans and tell us all.
My sister is Helen Farmer, aka Helen Spearman. So yeah, she had to part with me playing the drums for our entire childhood.
So she's heard every single rhythm, every single kind of drum move in her house growing up. Was it a very musical family?
Patient.
Was it a musical family growing up, or were you kind of the unique one?
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of music in the house. My mum's a big music fan. Helen played clarinet.
We didn't know that.
There you go. You see, she doesn't tell you everything. But yeah, there's lots of, we were lucky. The school we went to had a very good music teacher, and there was lots of bands to join, and there was like county orchestras and things like that. So I did all of that stuff. That's kind of how I sort of got into it, and I sort of, when it came time to go to university and stuff, I thought, well, the thing I like doing most is music. So I carried on doing music and haven't stopped, really.
I mean, talking about going to university, where do you pick to go? The Berklee College of Music. I mean, that is world-renowned. What was that experience like, getting taught by the best in the business at Berklee?
Yeah, I was very lucky. I think, a lot of the reason I wanted to go there was I was playing a lot of jazz at the time, and obviously in America, it's in Boston. That's where jazz is from, and that's just their specialty. And just to get it just straight from the horse's mouth like that was really special, and also just a really fun university experience.
Different. Now, I'm looking at the band. As I said, I'm from Manchester. The band were formed in Manchester in 2007. Yeah. Tell me about the album that you've just released, because I know it's doing really well on all the charts.
Yeah, we've been really, really pleasantly surprised. Just had another top 10 album. It's called Mountainhead. It's sort of like a lot of our albums. This is our seventh record, so for a start, we feel like we're still doing it, which is great. It's sort of loosely conceptual. I mean, I'm the drummer, so I'm probably not qualified to talk about the concept of it, but it's almost got a sort of sci-fi dystopian sort of feel to it lyrically. But musically, I think it's very uplifting. I think that's what we like to do, is trying to combine things thematically, I think it's got quite a sunny sort of disposition to it musically, and I think maybe that's why it's been doing well, and it's been connecting really well. And you know, we've been playing we played like 10 new songs live on this sort of run we just did, and that's the first time we've played them, and first time you sort of see audiences kind of react to them, and some of those were before the album was even out. And,
wow.
And as you go through the week, you sort of you can tell that people are getting to know the songs a bit more, which is nice, and which ones are they're really connecting. And we produced it ourselves. We did this album and the last one we produced. It was mainly Alex, our guitar player, but we all sort of have a bit of a hand in it. And we're quite apart from the record label, we sort of try and do as much stuff ourselves in house. All the artwork and the videos and stuff like that. We've always enjoyed that sort of hands-on approach. And this, I think, in a way, we're doing that more than ever. Really, we kind of know how we like to do things now, and we sort of not tell the label, but we say, you know, we
this is
we
how it's going to be.
We just sort of say, you know, we know how we can make this video or do whatever, and they trust us, and that's a really nice position to be in.
So tell me about Co-Reactor. That's the song that's just been released, doing really well. What's the story behind this song?
Yeah, that sort of touches on the themes of the record. I mean, I didn't realize this at first, but Cold React is actually the title is a nod to using emojis, in the sense that we can use emojis to kind of try and get over, try and convey a feeling when we're writing words on text messages or whatever.
Yeah,
but obviously they can never quite. They're limited in terms of the emotional value, so it's kind of like it's talking about how we all communicate these days and this day and age, and trying to use things like emojis to sort of convey our feelings, but ultimately that not being quite enough, you know. So it's a sense of maybe frustration, but also a kind of, it's just a little look at sort of how we live, I think.
Let's have a listen. This is once again Cold Reactor. Oh yeah, that's wonderful. Co-Reactor from the band Everything Everything. We're talking to their drummer Mike Spearman on the show. Mike, loving the synthesizers in that, and I believe the band kind of started out more guitar based, but have, you know, recently or of the last couple of albums introduced a lot of keyboards into it. Just tell me about that development.
Yeah, it's been gradual. There's always been a slight element of synths, but sort of more than ever now, I think, and it's partly because Alex, who produced the record, he's got his own studio in his house, and every time I go and see him, it's sort of more and more full of synthesizers that he actually makes himself out of, sort of modular stuff. And I think his wife's wondering where all his money goes, and it's there. but yeah, he's he is ironically the guitar player, but he's just got more and more into that. And I think it's just a way we can kind of keep evolving our sound. And that's probably the main sort of reason behind it, and just keeping it fresh for ourselves.
So what's going to be happening in the rest of the year in 2024? Is there a major tour going to be happening? Is it going to be going overseas? What's the plan?
Yeah, we are going around the UK in a couple of weeks. We're playing the Troxy in London and a couple of nights in a new venue in Manchester. Some loads of other places, so that'd be really good. And then we're going to Australia in May, and probably then we've got some festivals, and then probably some more touring in the autumn. So yeah, we're keeping busy, which is how we like to be.
We're going to come back with Mike Spearman and find out a little bit more about this album. Maybe, you never know, on their way to Australia they might stop off in Dubai, who knows.
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Yeah, welcome back. And Mike Spearman is joining us from the band Everything Everything, doing really well in the UK at the moment with the brand new album Mountain Head. We heard the single release there, Cold Reactor. Mike, would there be a chance of you playing in Dubai maybe? Have you ever played in this city?
No, we never have done. Never say never. I mean, we've played fairly much, pretty much around the world, pretty much everywhere. But never in the Middle East. So yeah, never say never.
Fingers crossed. Something else I just want to pick up on. You mentioned your videos earlier on, the fact that you like to, you know, be very hands-on with them and do it the way that you want to do it. I was looking through some of your songs earlier on, and I think another one from the album is called Enter the Mirror. And this has got a very unusual kind of wooden puppet who's walking around a forest. What's the story on that video, Mike?
I'm not sure anyone knows the full story. I was tasked with I produced that video. I produced some of them. I had to find somebody who I thought would be easy to find someone who had marionettes. It turns out they're quite rare these days. I had to find a very specific guy in London who had some and could operate them. It's kind of a story about friendship, and we shot a lot of the videos for the whole campaign up in North Wales over a couple of days, and the weather was as is normally the case in Wales.
It looked very cold and damp.
Yeah, cold and damp in September. And we came back and we were like, okay, we've got enough for the first video and the second video, looking good. And then we were like, okay, we need an extra element for Enter the Mirror. And it's about friendship. And we thought, well, a nice, simple sort of narrative would be to have two puppets. And we'd never done anything with puppetry before. So it just feel like it was new ground for us. And we like to kind of surprise people. I think it's maybe not what you might think our band would do, so it was good fun.
That's Enter the Mirror then from once again the band Everything Everything. Thank you, Dev, for your message. I've heard Helen Farmer talk about her drummer brother. He is a real music man, not the noisy kind of drummer. And let me ask you about your kit, Mike. Are you very much an acoustic player? You said you had a background in jazz, or do you use electronic stuff as well?
Yeah, it's a mixture these days. Back when I was playing a lot of jazz, it was a very simple setup. But I think as the band has incorporated more electronics, I've got triggers going on and pads that I hit, things like that, which is a whole other kind of skill in a sense, which I've sort of been learning on the job.
Okay.
And also we're lucky to have people that work with us in terms of our crew that can sort of make things happen when I'm unsure whether how the best way to do things are, and they go, okay, well, we need this bit of equipment, and then we sort of figure it out as we go, because every album has different sort of ways to play things, different challenges. So yeah, it sort of slowly evolves, but the basis is still a normal sort of five piece drum kit, rock drum kit really, and then added bits and bobs. And then I'm a big fan of cymbals, so I sort of tend to rotate cymbals a bit just for my own enjoyment. I'll introduce cymbals here and there, and it's just about trying to get the songs across as sort of as close to the record as possible, but also as just kind of in a way that we can perform in the most direct way to the crowd, you know, rather than getting too hung up on the tiny details. It's like, it's about getting the song across in the performance.
So you've heard that, Helen. Can we have another cymbal for Mike's birthday this year, if you don't mind? I'll tell you what, Mike, you've got a very proud sister that is one of our colleagues here who talks about you all the time, never fails to tell us what you're up to, where you're touring, when you've got new music out. Let's find out if we want to download this album. Is it available on all the platforms? Where can we get it?
Yeah, it's on iTunes, it's on all the streaming places like Spotify. Our website has all the different ways. If you just Google Everything Band, there's a few options there. And yeah, it's got our tour dates on as well, so that keeps getting updated. And yeah, it's all there really.
Cool. And I should have asked you this at the start of the interview. Tell me about the name, Everything.
Well, it's a funny one, because we just sort of arrived at that for no particular reason. Then we realised that one of our favourite albums by Radiohead, Kid A, starts with the lyrics, everything, for the song Everything in Its Right Place, which was totally unconscious, but it's a nice little link to one of our favourite bands, so that's something there.
Great. Well, Mike, it's been absolutely brilliant to chat with you and put the face to the name. That's Mike Spearman of the band Everything, that you can get that album now. It is out, Mountain Head. And we'll keep our fingers crossed, Mike, that one of these days we can see you on a stage in Dubai.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.
The UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.